Welcome to Our House, the only complete on-air resource for your home ownership needs.
Welcome to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. The show is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your real estate and home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Greater Albany, Utica, Watertown, Phoenix, Arizona, and Boston, Massachusetts. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. Call Hunt Mortgage today at 633-3700. One of our skilled mortgage consultants will work with you to find the lowest rates and closing costs for your home financing needs. Hunt Mortgage has many exclusive programs, including our pre-purchase commitment that allows you at no cost or risk to effectively enter the market to find your next home with cash. Call Hunt Mortgage at 633-3700 for personalized, customized service that will knock your socks off. You can check out our low rate guarantee and know that certain restrictions apply, and details are on our website at www.huntmortgage.com. And don't forget the first ever 24/7 365 real estate hotline. It's the Hunt Hotline, which gives you access to all available information about any property listed for sale in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Utica, Watertown, Phoenix, Arizona, and Boston, Massachusetts. You simply dial 716-631-4800. Enter the street number of the house you want to know about, no matter whose listing it is, and the hotline will prompt you with a choice of street names. Select the one you want, and you'll hear a brief description, and then you'll be texted a link to a dedicated website on that property. It's all automatic and just that fast. Anytime, in any market we serve, on any listing, whether it's ours or any other broker's. There's a shortage of homes available for sale in many Western New York neighborhoods, and a very high number of well-qualified buyers are actively looking for a new home. If you or anyone you know have been considering selling a property, now is the time. At Hunt, you can list your home for free. That's right, any Hunt agent can work with you to aggressively market your home for sale to every potential buyer with no out-of-pocket expense to you. As a seller, you will pay a commission only if Hunt is successful in finding a buyer who is ready, willing, and able to purchase your home under terms and conditions acceptable to you. In addition, only through a Hunt agent will you hear these words: "We will sell your home or ERA will buy it." That's the seller security plan. Ask about how it can work for you by calling 633-9400 or stopping into one of our many open houses this weekend. Hunt is the official real estate and relocation provider of our hometown professional teams, the Buffalo Bills, the Buffalo Sabres, and the Rochester Americans. Our house is broadcast live on WBEN 930 AM. For those of you who'd like to participate in today's show, if you have any questions or comments about any aspect of real estate, call us in the studio at 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930 on a cell phone, or you can text us at 3930. Those are all free calls, so join us on the air at Our House. We're going to have a fantastic show for you today. Joining me on Our House this morning is Anas Latif, licensed associate real estate broker working out of our Hunt Williamsville Village office, and two members of the Anas Latif sales team, both licensed real estate salespersons, Stephanie Giardina and Tyler Lego. Welcome all three of you to this rainy first Saturday morning in October. I'm so pleased that you could join me on the radio today.
Thank you, Susan.
We have lots to cover, and you're all real estate experts. It's fall. We said it's October. I know it's Fall Fest in some areas of Western New York. Festivals are taking place. So, Anas, you and your team seem to be really busy. So can you tell me a little bit about the fall real estate market and what's happening out there?
Fall real estate market has been wonderful, especially for sellers, and there's definitely a shortage of inventory and many buyers who are still looking. So it's a great time to get your houses on the market and, you know, allow us to sell them.
Terrific. So you have a team that's working with you now, and your team consists of a number of members. We couldn't fit you all in the studio this morning, but I'm pleased to have both Stephanie and Tyler with us. Stephanie, you've been on the radio with us before, so you're experienced at that. And Tyler, I know this is a first for you, so thank you for being here. People aren't even sometimes brave enough to call in, so it's I give you credit for being brave enough to be here to be live on the radio. I know you two have been working real hard with buyers and sellers. And Stephanie, I think I understand you have an open house even this weekend, a property that is available if people wanted to visit you today.
Yes, I do. Actually, we have a brand new listing at 4595 Schistler.
And is that in Clarence? Schisler Road is in Clarence?
Yes, it is.
And tell us a little bit about that house.
It is a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath home, fully renovated. It is a ranch, and it is quite beautiful.
What hours is the open house?
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Okay, terrific. And Anas, I think you mentioned you had other houses that would have likely have had open houses, but it sounds like they sold already.
Yes, correct, Susan. So again, this market has been beautiful, especially for sellers. So on that note, we had to cancel a few open houses this weekend due to accepting offers. So again, if you are thinking of selling, this is a great time. Give us a call and we'll be happy to talk to you about that.
Now, the Anas Latif team, how would someone go about contacting you or any of the members of your team?
The easiest way really is to either go on our website, AnasLatifProperties.com, or call or text my cell phone directly, and that is 716-417-4755.
And Stephanie and Tyler, you both have ways for people to contact you directly. How would they reach you?
For me, you can reach me on my cell phone at 716-361-1623.
And for me, you can call me anytime at my cell phone or text me at 716-560-4154. And you can also find me on Facebook or Instagram if you ever want to message me on one of those if it's easier.
And your team is sort of known in the industry for being right at the cutting edge of social media. So I know that people can find you simply by typing in any one of your names and find you on all the social media platforms, if I'm not mistaken. I saw you going live with a video on Facebook before the show started. So you're using social media now as part of your marketing for homes, are you not?
That is correct. And you can simply go to Facebook and look at Selling Western New York, Selling WNY. That would be our team Facebook page. You could check out our listings. We also have lots of valuable information for both buyers and sellers, special offers, special events that we're hosting, all posted on there.
You mentioned special events that you're hosting. I know you've got something coming up next weekend. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, we wanted to thank our clients and thank the community for their continuous support. Therefore, we decided to throw our first annual Fall Fest event, which will take place on October 13th. That's next Saturday.
And first annual, that means you're anticipating it's going to be a success. So I think that's terrific. Mm-hmm. What about the details about this? Where would this be located? I know, Tyler, you've been involved in the planning of this.
Yeah, so we wanted it to be convenient to all of our clients. And a very good central location we came up with was Island Park in Williamsville. So right in the village, not that far from the highway. So no matter which area in West New York you are, you can come stop by. It's a free event next week. October 13th. So definitely come by and find us. There'll be signs pointing back to where we are.
Stephanie, are you involved in the planning of this event as well?
Yes, I am. I'm actually the one that is attempting to wrangle all of us in and make our first annual event that much more better. So it will actually be from 12 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, and there will be lots of activities for children as well as adults. We have painting with coffee, which is very exciting, and a coloring contest. So it will be an event for both adults and children. And one of our exciting things is we will be raffling off a TV to say thank you to one of our special guests.
Wow, a TV is going to be raffled off. That's terrific. I know you've got some companies that are helping you too. I think Hunt Mortgage and Network Title have participated. Are there any others that are involved in helping you get this first inaugural opportunity off the ground?
Yes, we do have the support of Hunt Mortgage and also Network Title. And Network Title was so gracious to sponsor the donuts and cider. So we will have lots of donuts and cider for everyone when they arrive. But also we have a few other supporters in the area. Eric Vallone Law Firm is one of them. CMS Inspection is one of them as well. And Flip Out Academy.
So these are all businesses in the community that you interact with regularly in your real estate dealings. So having put a team together, you've got a number of people that can help buyers and sellers, but then you also have these ancillary services that can provide mortgage assistance, title assistance, legal assistance, home inspections, You had a whole list of people there. So beyond your team of people that work closely with you on just the real estate transaction, it sounds like there's other real estate professionals that can help buyers and sellers for you.
That is correct. We try to make it a one-stop shop for our buyers and sellers, where we can be their resource for anyone and any service they may need during buying and selling and even after.
So you mentioned earlier you had some houses that have sold. Stephanie, maybe you were involved in some of these. I would imagine things don't happen overnight. You have to work with the sellers in terms of pricing their house and preparing their house to put it on the market. If someone was thinking about selling their house, when would you recommend they reach out to a real estate agent? How far in advance of actually moving on to their next home would you think that they should do that?
I would say that as soon as you are starting to consider moving, reach out to a professional, because we actually may be able to assist you in timing out when you should list, or when would be the best time in the season to get your property listed, or even in the week. So we're there as soon as you decide to list your home or even move.
So Tyler, every house is different. Every neighborhood is different. The type of suggestions you would make to sellers will be different depending on the type of house, the type of neighborhood, and the time of year. So this time of year, people might be thinking, gosh, I don't know, maybe I should wait and put my house on the market in the spring. We hear so much about the spring market. What would you tell a seller who was contemplating something along those lines?
That's actually a question we hear quite often from potential sellers, is that they're worried that it's a slower time of year. But really, it is not a slow time of year, and you're not competing against as many other listings. So buyers maybe have less choices, which makes yours stand out that much more. And I think it's just a really good time to have that option, that yours stands out, that you are one of the top options for people to come look at.
Anas, I know some buyers were a little overwhelmed this last year in the spring, trying to get out there and look at houses quickly and put offers in because the houses were selling so quickly in certain price points and certain neighborhoods. But that wasn't the case across the board. I imagine that you've had some experiences trying to talk with sellers about why their homes aren't selling overnight. You know, we hear so much in the news about the hot market, but it's not all areas of Western New York that are experiencing that, right?
That is correct. So there are pockets that have a larger pool of buyers, if we may say that, than other markets. And sometimes it may be the school district, it may be where the property is located in terms of highways and throughways and things of that nature. So
everything is specific to an individual's home and their circumstances. So it's important for someone to reach out to real estate experts. I know that you mentioned before how people could reach you, but if you could say your number again and perhaps your email address if someone wanted to email you.
Sure. Again, my number is 716-417-4755. Call or text. And my email is enas.latif@gmail.com.
And if anyone has questions today, they can certainly text you or anyone on your team. They can text us in the studio at our text line 30930, or they can call into the studio at 803-0930. I know you've each had opportunities to work with buyers and sellers. We talked a little bit about sellers putting their house on the market, why now is a good time. But why is this a good time for buyers to be in the marketplace?
Again, I think there's less competition for buyers in today's marketplace than there was in the spring. So if you were a buyer during that time and were not successful in securing a home that you like, this is definitely a good time to go out and start looking again. And our job is to help position your offers in a way which would make it attractive to the sellers as well.
When you say position your offers to make them attractive, that sounds like real estate language. What does that mean to the general public, Stephanie? If someone is trying to make their offer the best offer that's out there, what are some of the things that you can help them to do?
Well, it's not just price, as many people believe. It is also closing period. It is, will you be having a home inspection? And what type of mortgage you'll be using. So we have to not only coordinate all of that within a contract, but present it in a way that the sellers are accepting of that.
Okay. So there's variables about when somebody might be willing to move, when the closing date might be. So if I was buying a house and I wanted to get in right away, but the seller was needing some additional time, let's say they were building a house or they were moving out of state or moving into another house that wouldn't be available, you could perhaps advise me that maybe I'd want to find some temporary housing and then accommodate the seller's wish to stay in their house longer. Is that one of the alternatives?
You could find alternative housing, but we could also negotiate for an extended period of time in which you would actually rent back the property so you could stay in your home until the new property is available. We have various means of organizing the timing of a move.
It sounds like logistics are always the issue, Tyler. If someone is buying and selling a house at the same time, you've got to coordinate the selling of one home, to take money out of that, to purchase the next home. How integral is your role as an agent in that coordination?
It is very, it's almost time consuming at the beginning because we need to give the seller who's thinking about selling and moving all the options and lay out all those options for the client to make sure that they know, okay, you know, this one route may be easiest, but this one route may win us the house that we want. And just to lay out the options so that they can make the best decision for their life and what is going to be easier for them.
So it sounds like transactions are not simple and straightforward. They are complex, leading us again to people would probably be best suited to work with an agent. I know it's possible for people to go out on a weekend and see a sign on a street corner that says for sale by owner, but there are some issues that perhaps owners who are selling on their own aren't aware of, and buyers who are purchasing without an agent might be selling themselves short. Can you give me your thoughts on for sale by owners, either the sellers or the buyers?
Yeah, that is correct, Susan. So there are many issues that may come up, and there's that the transaction itself is very complicated. So selling a home or getting a home sold is the easiest part of the transaction. Actually getting it all the way to close is where 80% of our work actually comes in. So, you know, you may have issues with home inspections. You may have issues with attorney approvals. Correct pricing. Are you making the right offer for this home? Is this house priced correctly, or did you underprice it if you're a seller trying to sell on their own? So representation is important, and also guiding the seller and the buyer throughout the process and resolving any problems that may come up is a large part of our job.
And sometimes buyers are concerned that they're going to have to pay an agent for the work that they're doing. Tyler, I know you work with a lot of buyers. How do you answer that question when buyers ask about, will it cost me money to have you represent me?
I actually ran into this the other day where I had a friend tell me one of their friends is buying and they want to buy on their own. And many people don't know that a buyer does not pay a buyer's agent a commission. That's not something they run into. We work for the buyer, represent the buyer, but the seller actually covers all of that. So it is essentially free for a buyer to get started, but it is important for a buyer to have representation of someone on their side. So we can sell any listing and show any house. And it usually is easier if you have one agent showing you all of them. And they can give you all the same information. They can give you support. Because some people have told me in the past that they are going to, look at houses on their own. Well, essentially, they will get the listing agent, and that doesn't give them representation. That agent might be representing the seller. So our team does have many buyer's agents. If you call us, we can represent you on the buyer's side and give you that proper representation of a house worth and what the proper steps are in the buying process to make sure it's easy for you.
And Stephanie, if someone was interested in working with an agent but wanted to see houses that are for sale by owner, can you accommodate that as well?
Yes, absolutely. Actually,
We definitely can do that.
Your voice got deeper, Stephanie.
Sorry about that. Choked up a little bit there for a second. Yes, we actually do work with a lot of for sale by owners. They're actually willing and happy to work with many buyer's agents because we're able to give them that little sense of security, and they're happy to pay our commission, not at any expense to the buyer, and we're able to get to a successful closing with the seller feeling comfortable that we brought a certified buyer to the table.
And so often when someone is attempting to sell their house on their own, they're not aware of legal requirements and statutory requirements that take place in New York State regarding lead-based paint or other issues. So when you're representing a buyer in a for sale by owner, I imagine it's almost like you're doing double duty. You're helping the seller as well as helping the buyer.
That is correct. We make sure that they have all the legal documents in place. We make sure that, again, if there are any issues that come up with home inspection, that we resolve them with both the buyer and the seller and come to an agreement and so forth.
And it seems like there are more and more houses where signs are popping up that say for sale by owner. Probably because people are hearing that it's a seller's market. But I noticed that those signs oftentimes go down quickly and are replaced by a broker's real estate sign. So maybe you can explain why that might be.
Yeah, so most serious buyers will work with a buyer's agent. And what happens when you have a for sale by owner sign is you might be compromising your position and attracting maybe the wrong type of buyer. 7 out of 10 for sale by owners, according to NAR, end up listing with a broker. One actually takes their house off the market, one rents it, and only 1 out of 10 sells it on their own successfully. So many times maybe an agent was involved on the other end.
And NAR is the National Association of Realtors, and they track those statistics. And it seems like those statistics have held strong, whether it's a buyer's market or a seller's market. So it indicates to me that owners who are attempting to sell their house on their own don't have the expertise, perhaps for pricing, for making sure that potential buyers are qualified. There's a number of steps in the process that you're responsible for. And I imagine that people are in good hands if they're working with the Anas Latif real estate team. We're going to have a guest joining us at 9:30 this morning to talk about an opportunity that's coming up in Western New York. But then coming back after that break, we'll have more with the Anas Latif team on real estate here. So we'll be back with more from Our House to Yours after these messages.
This is Linda Malaya, president of Hunt Mortgage. The market continues to change from day to day, but one thing that hasn't changed since 1911 is our commitment to serve the needs of Western New York homebuyers. At Hunt Mortgage, we will always work to find our clients the best rate and home financing options available. Rates are rising, and now may be the very best time to buy or refinance your home before these low rates disappear.
Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our House is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the only place on the web for a complete inventory of homes available throughout all the regions we serve, with access to a complete set of home ownership services powered by Hunt Real Estate, ERA, in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Utica, Watertown, Phoenix, Arizona, and Boston, Massachusetts. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. For more information about our exclusive mortgage program that allows you to roll the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, allowing you to buy the before and live the after, call 633-3700 and ask for details. You can ask also about our pre-purchase commitment, which is available only at Hunt Mortgage. Call 633-3700 today. Or you can call our Hunt ERA Customer Service Center at 633-9400, where one of our customer service representatives can instantly direct you to the appropriate professional for your particular needs. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you need financing, insurance, or even home improvements. And remember, our guarantee stands. We will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the Seller Security Plan, and it's available only through a Hunt Real Estate ERA agent. I'm in the studio today with Gretchen Fierley. Gretchen is the former Senior Vice President of the Health Now Network and author of two leadership books. She's here today to share with us a great opportunity for aspiring women in our community. Welcome, Gretchen.
It's great to be here, Susan, on this rainy day.
It is not necessarily the beautiful fall fest that people had anticipated, but this gives you an opportunity to come into the warm, dry studio with us and talk a little bit about this opportunity that is available to women and really to the community in Western New York. You and some other significant women in the community with C-suite careers have gotten together and put this conference, I don't know if I should call it a conference.
A retreat. 24 hours of immersive learning. So people often ask me, what are you doing now, Gretchen, in your life? And I say that I'm retired and I'm just doing passion work for the rest of my life. Some of it's paid and some of it's not paid. This retreat is really a not paid endeavor by a group of 11 women. Some of us have retired out of our industry. For instance, Maureen Hurley, who was second in command at Rich Products Corporation. And then there are others who are at the pinnacle of their career. For example, Dr. Lori Clemo, who is the president of Juvial College. So 11 of us got together and talked about mentoring and giving a hand up and paying it forward to aspiring woman leaders. That often we get into positions and we rise through our career, but how many times do we really sit down and really dig in to learn leadership skill sets? We go to conferences and we listen and get inspired about what culture should look like, but this whole 28 hours is about immersive learning, about learning the skill sets to be an extraordinary leader.
I love the name of this event. It's 28 Hours for Me.
Well, it's interesting how the universe works because I try to fit 24 hours into it so people could, you know, just get through it in 24 hours, but couldn't because we have so much content to get through. And so 28 hours had ended up to be, and interesting in numerology, that means leadership, so it was meant to be.
And this event is coming up soon, correct?
It is October 29th and 30th. And what I say to women, too, who are considering this, or to even employers who have emerging women superstars, if you can't carve out 28 hours to dedicate to your superstars or even to yourself, then we all have to examine our life. So it starts in the morning, and I'll end the next day after lunch. But every single minute is a learning experience, including when people enter. We are not hiring administrative staff to welcome people. We will actually, the 11 women who are facilitating this retreat are actually going to register people, welcome people, push in chairs and do administrative work. Even the president of Juvial College, because we want to show people that up and down the ladder, you have to be willing to sweep the floor, do whatever it takes to deliver excellence. And it sets a great example for others to follow.
I love the quote that I read in the press release about the event that said, it's about doing whatever it takes to create excellence for those you are serving. And I think the important part that I took away is that here are distinguished women who really have already given back to the community, but are interested in continuing to serve the community, but specifically women who are our potential future leaders.
Yeah, and it's interesting because a lot of men actually have approached me and said, I want to go. So who knows, we may have one include men. But women, you know, back when I started my career, you're just sort of thrown in the deep end and you learn by trial and error. And it still is a very male-dominated world, and women sometimes are floating around just looking for some help. And it's really interesting that the two leadership workbooks, which are my passion project, I will be writing four books. They're 25 chapters apiece, 50 words per chapter. So it's really just a thought or a skill set that we should be thinking about in order to be an extraordinary leader. Because people don't understand that when you lead someone, whether it's a company, a team, a department, or even an individual, if you don't lead well, you often are responsible for the failure of that person, and you also are responsible for the success, and it's a huge responsibility. So the 11 women, to your point about they've, you know, already given back in so many ways, they sit on multiple boards, they feel very passionate about the importance of being a good leader and to be able to really inspire others, to be able to move into their position someday, and if people aspire in their career, that they're given sort of the toolkit in order to accomplish that.
Well, so fortunate we are to have someone such as yourself who is experienced in leadership. I know you authored a series of books. Mm-hmm. I know I have volume one, which is entitled Fish Rot from the Head Down, Stories and Lessons About Leadership in 50 Words or Less. And how incredibly helpful is that? 50 words or less, and their stories. That's how people like to learn. Adults certainly learn differently than children. And I think you've hit the nail right on the head with this workbook series.
Well, I have a communications background, and the simpler you can get, the more effective you are. And 1 to 3% of the population read all the detail. 85% read the details of something. 85% of us look at pictures, photos, headlines, and subheads. So it really is a big discipline to get yourself down to simple and just say the words that you want. So I try to take all the pontification out and all the extra words and just have a thought sit so that someone can really think about it. So when we are working with the group that are now coming on board and signing up for this retreat, we are facilitating conversation. We're not talking in front of the room. They will be doing the tough work, and it will be us really guiding their work and their conversation, because these leadership books, and volume two is just come off press and will be ready next week. They're workbooks, and so there's work to be done in order for you to be able to learn the things that you want to learn.
This retreat that we're talking about sounds like it'll be a little bit of work. It is 28 hours, and again, it is Monday, October 29th through Tuesday, October 30th. It is at the Beaver Hollow Conference Center.
Which is a beautiful facility, and a shout out to Kathy Snyder for making that happen, because she's thrown a lot of resources into this to make this happen and make it very affordable to people. Again, we're not making a cent. Every dollar that's coming in through people registering is all being dumped back to them to be able to create every single minute of excellence, and it's going to be a lot of fun too.
And for people who are interested in finding out more about this, there's a website that they can go to register or to get more details.
Simple, 28 hours for me, because that's what it's all about, giving 28 hours for yourself in order for you to pay it forward.
Whenever there's a website that has numbers in it, I always like to make it visual for people who mm-hmm. are listening. So it's 28, the numbers 28,
yes,
hours, and not the number 4,
nope,
but spelled out for me. So it's 28hoursforme.com.
Correct. And you also can get through it through my website, GretchenFearley.com.
Gretchen, can you spell your last name?
Absolutely. So it's Gretchen, F like in Frank, IERLE.com, and you can read more about the books. And the reason why it was called Fish Rot from the Head Down is because fish do rot from the head down. And so when you think about leadership, when things start going wrong in an organization, look to the top, because that's where the rot starts. And again, it goes to the responsibility. And I really believe philosophically we should all as leaders work to work ourselves out of a job. Because if we are doing that, then we are actually lifting other people's talents forward so that they can sit in our chair someday and we can move on to do other important work. So we're really excited about this.
I can certainly see why you're excited. I had the opportunity to review the materials in advance of you being on the show with us today. The workshops, one's entitled Good to Better to Great, Improving Yourself, Your Team, and Overall Performance. Another one, Solution, Not Revolution, Dealing with Conflict, Challenges, and Failures. A fourth one, The Power of Inclusion, Building and Leveraging Talent Around You. And the last one, Creating Positive Culture and Behavior and Actions to Put into Action, and Those to Avoid. I mean, how incredibly helpful to provide this blueprint or map for young leaders or mid-level leaders to help strengthen their skills and give them the confidence to deal with some of these situations, conflict resolution, how to rebound from failures. These are things that we're not taught in school.
Yeah, and think about these 11 women. When you go on 28 Hours for Me, you'll read about the women. Think about what they have accomplished in their life and how much they'll be able to guide really great discussion to help others.
Well, Gretchen, sounds like an amazing opportunity. Again, just to remind the listeners, they can reach you at GretchenFearley.com. They can find out more about this event at 28HoursForMe.com. And the event is October 29th and 30th at Beaver Hollow. And it is a great opportunity. Companies should be listening to this message and thinking about the superstars in their organization.
Absolutely.
That they want to encourage to participate in this. I thank you and all of the women who are involved in this endeavor. And I'm so happy that you could join us on the radio
Susan,
today.
Thank you so much, too.
Well, we will be right back with more from Our House to Yours after these messages.
This is Linda Malaya, president of Hunt Mortgage. The market continues to change from day to day, but one thing that hasn't changed since 1911 is our commitment to serve the needs of Western New York homebuyers. At Hunt Mortgage, we will always work to find our clients the best rate and home financing options available. Rates are rising, and now may be the very best time to buy or refinance your home before these low rates disappear.
Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our House is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the only place on the web for a complete inventory of homes available throughout all the regions we serve, with access to a complete set of home ownership services powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Utica, Watertown, Phoenix, Arizona, and Boston, Massachusetts. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. For more information about our exclusive mortgage program that allows you to roll the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, allowing you to buy the before and live the after, call 633-3700 and ask for details. You can also ask about our pre-purchase commitment, available only at Hunt Mortgage. Or you can call our Hunt ERA Customer Service Center at 633-9400, where one of our skilled customer service representatives can instantly direct you to the appropriate professional for your particular needs. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you need financing, insurance, or even home improvements. And remember, our guarantee stands. We will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the Seller Security Plan, and it's available only through a Hunt Real Estate ERA agent. I'm in the studio with Anas Latif, licensed associate real estate broker, working out of our Hunt Williamsville Village office, and two members of the Anas Latif sales team, both licensed real estate salespersons, Stephanie Giardina and Tyler Lego. If you'd like to join us in the conversation today, call us in the studio at 803-0930, star 930 on your cell phone, or text us your question at 3930. We're here to answer all your real estate questions. So we had a little break from real estate there, and I imagine you were probably on your phone selling houses or having buyers setting up showings. I know you're all really busy with real estate activity. The people that you're going to be talking with this weekend, Anas, they probably have lots of questions for you. But what's the number one question you get from people about the real estate market? Are people curious about, is it still a seller's market? Do they ask you about interest rates? What's the one thing that you consistently hear questions about?
Honestly, it's the question of, is it still a seller's market? And buyers want to know, is it a good time to buy?
And buyers and sellers both have an interest in whether or not it's a seller's market. So if I want to put my house on the market and I know that the price is there and I can sell it quickly, but then I'm going to have the challenge on the other side about buying something. So how do you help people who are in a quandary? What do I do? Do I put my house on the market? How do I coordinate it? When do I decide to sell my house versus start looking for buying?
This is why as soon as you're thinking about selling and buying, you should be contacting us, because we will walk you through the process, talk about the different options you may have with that. There are things that we could work into the deal if you're selling a home and looking to buy another home but worried about selling your home first and not being able to find a home, things like reverse contingencies, rent backs, and so forth.
Tyler, I think Stephanie mentioned rent backs before, but I don't think we've heard about reverse contingency. You know, sometimes people in real estate talk in a foreign language. So reverse contingencies, what does that mean?
For reverse contingency, to break it down, the seller actually has time written in their offer with a buyer to stay in their house and go look for other homes to make sure that the two offers line up with the correct times and that they have that chance to find the correct home for them.
So I could put my house on the market before I have found a future home for myself and build in a block of time to give me that opportunity to search?
That is correct.
Okay. So what happens, Stephanie, if I'm in the middle of that search period and I don't find anything? Does that contingency allow me to get out?
Well, yes, actually, you are able to essentially cancel the contract in place, but we also have other options where you could extend out the contract for a little bit more time, or we have other means of assisting you in giving you additional time, whether it be with financing or with speaking with the potential buyer on the table.
So it sounds like, again, Anas, there's a lot of moving parts. And the role of yourself and your team members is pretty critical in helping people to understand what all their options are.
That is correct. And one of the other things that we do touch on is how to prepare your home and how to position your home to sell for the best price when you are ready to sell. So even if someone is thinking about selling but not ready yet, this is not the right time for them. But if you're thinking about selling in the next 12 months or so, definitely call us because we will help you position your house correctly too.
And I think you've mentioned it before, but how would people reach you if they wanted to call you for some assistance about putting their house on the market, even if it's not today, let's say it's a year from now, and they want to get an idea before they spend some money on improvements to the home or change the paint color, change the exterior landscaping. Maybe there's things that you would suggest that they spend money on in other areas. How would they reach you if they needed your expertise in those areas?
Again, the easiest way to reach me is to call or text my cell phone, which is 716-417-4755. If you do call, leave me a message. If I wasn't able to answer, I typically don't if I'm with another client, but I will call you back as soon as possible.
Terrific. And you do have a website that people can visit if they wanted to get more information about your team. And what would that site be?
It's InasLatifProperties.com. And also they can find us on Facebook by simply looking Selling WNY on Facebook, and they could find us there too.
And sometimes I ask people to spell their name because over the air it doesn't necessarily sound like it's spelled. So if someone wanted to reach out to you on your website, could you just spell that for me?
Yep. Inas, E-N-A-S, Latif, L-A-T-I-F, properties.com.
Perfect. And I know your team has an event that's coming up. It's next weekend. I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk a little bit more about that. Stephanie, I think you said before you're wrangling the group to make this happen. The first inaugural is always the one that involves the most planning and effort. And I anticipate that because I know you, I anticipate that most of the details are already taken care of. But tell us just a little bit of those details so people who might be interested could join you.
Sure. So we are actually organizing not only this event to say thank you, but we also wanted to make it fun for both adults and children. So we do have some activities planned, including a coloring contest, which I mentioned before. We have a painting with coffee where a professional is actually going to come in and teach the first 20 people how to paint with coffee, kind of like paint night. And we will also be having, picnic games like cornhole. There will be a magician and face painting.
Wow, it sounds like a great event. Again, it's next Saturday, October 13th. And where is it again?
It is at Island Park in the Village of Williamsville. We did want to mention that there is plenty of parking available at this event. We're going to have signs out for you to be able to find it. And that parking is behind the Village of Williamsville Library.
And for those that might be looking for the area, it is in the village of Williamsville, which is where our offices are located, our Hunt offices, where the Anas Latif team is, and my office as well. And a little plug for the village, because the village is the place to be. We love it in Williamsville Village there. So I'm so happy that you're able to have this event over at Island Park. It's a beautiful location. I'm fingers crossed, hoping that the weather is going to be one of those perfect fall days. I think this is such a nice opportunity for you to thank the community for the opportunity for your team and the successes that you've had. Anas, you're among the top real estate professionals in Western New York, and we're so pleased to have you and your team with us at Hunt. I, in particular, am so lucky to have the three of you working out of the village office with us. I regret that I'm not able to be there that day because I have a commitment, but it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I know, Stephanie, I'm looking at you because it's a lot of organizing that's been involved. So thank you for sharing the details of that with us. So you probably won't have open houses next Saturday, but I suspect by the time Sunday rolls around, you'll have other houses that that will be open. But Stephanie, you mentioned earlier you do have an open house this weekend. What was that address again?
It is 4595 Schisler in Clarence.
And what type of house is that? It's a two-story house, a ranch house?
It's a ranch house, and it sits on, I believe, just under an acre of land. It is a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath, fully remodeled. It's absolutely beautiful.
And the price for that house?
It is currently listed at $275,000.
Terrific. We know ranches are always in demand, Tyler. In Western New York, we have a I guess an excess of two-story homes and a shortage of ranch houses. So people tend to circle around and try to find those ranches that are available. But if this particular ranch doesn't appeal to someone because of its price or its location, if they were interested in other ranch homes, you'd be able to put them on a search, right, to help them find in the vicinity that they might be looking for.
Yes. And typically it almost works out better if our buyers can, if they have time, we don't even mind sitting down with them and going over what the process is and really taking the time to understand what their needs are and what their wants are for that home that they're buying.
Because sometimes people say, I want a ranch, and it turns out they end up buying a house that's a first floor master. So really what they meant was, I want a bedroom on the first floor. I don't need to have all the bedrooms on the first floor, but they don't necessarily know that. They're only familiar with certain housing styles. And so I would imagine, Anas, in your career, people have started by saying, I want A, and then they end up with house Z. There's a whole range of houses in between. So I imagine you're able to help them sort through that list of wants and needs.
That is exactly correct. So it's important to have the first buyer's consultation, as Tyler mentioned, because it does help the buyer understand what's expected and what's to expect, but also help us understand how we can help them, reach their goal and, sort through properties and make their time as productive as possible.
And it doesn't mean that you necessarily, Stephanie, have to drag people through dozens of houses to find the home that they're looking for. You're able to, as Tyler said, put them on electronic or digital searches that provide that information to them so they can click through and efficiently search for homes, correct?
Yes, that is correct. And actually, I find with most of my clients that when we are in communications, we're able to sort through many of these properties even without visiting them. Because with an expert eye and details, you're able to determine, will this house meet my expectations, or is it just going to be an afternoon wasted because it doesn't meet those expectations?
And I remember, or I imagine on the flip side, Tyler, there are some houses that you probably kind of have to talk people into seeing, where you know this is a house that's going to check all the boxes for them, and maybe for some reason or another, there's one or two things that might seem like obstacles, and you can actually convince them that those things can be modified or changed to fit their needs.
Yeah, we try to go through houses with people and point out, the good mechanics versus the bad mechanics, and try to get them to understand certain things. One example would be a paint color or wallpaper. They can change that over time. And if they are on a search and we're looking at houses, and sometimes your search criteria change a little bit, we can also change that and edit that to what your needs are.
Well, I think it's been a great conversation today. I want to thank you each for having been here to contribute. So we've had Anas Latif and Stephanie Jardina and Tyler Lego, all from the Anas Latif team. And this is Susan Ballard wishing you a great day. And remember, when it comes to real estate, Western New York is Hunt Country.